We're here with Kevin Dunitz, a 20-year veteran of the telecommunications industry and global TEM lead for MTORIS, an IBM company. Welcome, Kevin. It's been reported that you can save money by doing just a one-time audit of your telecom invoices. Why do you suggest that a company needs to go to a full TEM solution to maximize their savings? Would it be easier just to have an audit project?
Well, there's no doubt that a one-time audit can yield decent savings, especially if an audit's never been performed by a company or a customer's never used a TEM solution. Any customer that's never been audited can easily be spending at least 10 to 30% more than what they should be. So there is some benefit there. But the problem with a one-time audit is that it's kind of a point solution. Somebody comes in and says, I'm going to come and audit your invoices and find some savings for you, and then they kind of go away. But the problem is really an ongoing problem. The invoices are coming every month. Errors and issues are happening every month. And if you don't get into a position where you're looking at that all these issues on a monthly basis, you're going to be leaving money on the table. So you need a TEM solution as opposed to a point audit, because you're going to check your invoices every month, and that's going to give you the opportunity to save on a regular basis. So the other problem with a one-time audit is that you many times can only go back a certain period of time to dispute charges. So, maybe you have an issue that happened 3 years ago. Well, if you didn't do the audit 6 months after that, then you probably can't get the money back from 3 years ago. So something like that would never happen with a TEM solution, because you're looking at the issues on a monthly basis, and if you find it, you know, you're easily going to be able to dispute it and get credit for that issue. The second reason why you want to go with a TEM solution over a point audit is because of the automation benefit, and also the fact that you're going to get a lot more granular data to be able to audit against. When a TEM provider loads your invoices, they're going to load the EDI or electronic versions of those invoices, which tend to have a lot more detail in them than maybe what's on the paper invoice. So when you load all that detail from the electronic invoice, you're going to be able to have a computer help you analyze that stuff, and a computer is going to be able to analyze that stuff a lot better than a human can, and they're going to be able to do a lot more and a much more in-depth analysis. So the TEM solution is going, because of that electronic data and the ability to automate the analysis portion, is generally going to find you even more savings than what you would find in a point audit. So those two points is why you really need to go with a TEM solution. The timing of getting your disputes back and checking every month, and then the ability to do a much better job.
With an audit or with a TEM solution, what are the different types of categories of savings that you can recognize or achieve?
So there are quite a few. I'll instead of going through the litany of different detailed types of savings categories, I'll kind of roll them up a little bit to some larger buckets. The quintessential savings category is really fixing billing errors. And, you know, people have this perception that the carriers are misbilling you. And, it does happen. It happens quite a bit. Many times you'll get a contract that was just renegotiated, and for whatever reason, the rates don't get into the system correctly. So your TEM solution is a great way to find those quickly and get those fixed before you accumulate too much of a dollar amount, you know, that you potentially are going to lose. And then, you know, just different things like you're paying for services that you never ordered, or we've got slamming and cramming types of errors that happen. All of these different types of categories kind of fall into the fixing of billing errors, and that's what I think a lot of people associate as one of the main categories for saving money. Now there's a bunch of other ones that are very valuable as well. And the one that I like a lot is the optimization category, which is where you can optimize your network, or in the case of mobile or wireless, you're optimizing your rate plans. And the idea here is that you're always trying to do your best with regard to ordering a network and building it out, but there's just inefficiencies that happen, things that get ordered that aren't needed, speeds that are too much for the application, technologies that are not correct for what you're trying to do. So you're constantly in this mode of trying to find ways to optimize what you're purchasing to make sure it's ordered correctly for what you need. In the case of optimizing your network, many customers are looking at new technologies and trying to get from maybe older technologies to these newer ones, which have significant benefits. And in one case, one customer that we had a few years ago wanted to switch from a frame relay-based network to a VPN. And by optimizing that network with this new technology, they were able to save $15 million. So we've got some pretty significant opportunities here. The data network is one of the most expensive parts of the telecom network. So if you can optimize that and wring out a third of the cost, it's tremendous value for the corporation. The other one on optimization is on the wireless or mobile side. And in that case, we're just trying to make sure that we got the right people on the right plans based off of their calling habits. People that talk a lot maybe should be on a different plan than people that don't. We're trying to optimize these rate plans, move people around to ensure that we don't have facilities or capabilities that we've negotiated or paid for that are not being used. And we've seen, in that case, upwards around 30% savings to optimize your rate plan. So that's the optimization category. So very, very large and significant dollars there. The third category is negotiation, and we this is around your contracts with your carriers. So this is, you know, most companies have a primary carrier and they negotiate a pretty large multi-million-dollar deal, and we want to try to optimize and get the best rates on our carriers from our carriers. And so the TEM provider has the ability to you know, they know the best rates and they can help you negotiate a contract, and there's some very significant savings to get the benefit of your TEM solution to get you the best rates with your carriers, and that again can be a significant savings for any TEM solution customer. And the final one is around what I call issues in the inventory. And it happens very often, but customers will order stuff and then they'll move out of a facility and they forget to disconnect the stuff. Or sometimes a carrier will put something on your bill and it's not even yours and you'll pay for it. Or maybe sometimes you'll have a wireless or mobile service with a person, and the person left the company and you continue to pay for it. These are inventory-related issues where you need to manage all your facilities and understand what facilities are opening, closing, what employees are coming and going, and you need to make sure that you're only paying for the stuff that you're actually using. So this last category is pretty big because, as you can imagine, you're paying 100% for a service that's giving the company absolutely no benefit. And if it's a big circuit, like a T3 or an E3 or some sort of ring, sonnet or fiber ring, you're talking tens of thousands of dollars per month, which could be lost. So those are the four big categories, I think, that we could categorize the savings.
Once an enterprise fixes some of these structural issues or billing issues, it would seem that there might be diminishing returns. How does a TEM solution enable sustained savings on an ongoing basis?
Well, it's absolutely true that when you get into something like this, there's a lot of value immediately out of the gate and big numbers, and you're seeing some of those double-digit savings. But the reality is that, and I kind of said this earlier, things are kind of changing all the time. So, and telecom is changing. Your company's always ordering new stuff. You're disconnecting old stuff. There's new services coming out from the carriers all the time that you might want to purchase. So I talked about the optimization. So you want to be able to maybe convert your network over to some new technology that gives you some benefits. And also you're constantly negotiating your contracts. You want better rates. The period of your contract is over, so you just need to convert to a new set of terms and conditions. So what happens is, let's say you just clean up all that stuff and you get, you know, some significant benefits early on. What happens is the things are continuing to change. So you're constantly ordering all this stuff, and what happens is when you have all this change, there's just inevitably a possibility that something goes wrong, and that's where kind of your ongoing savings come. You have to continue fixing those issues as they happen, and that's where you're gonna get the sustained savings. You're also going to see the sustained savings from the out year contract renegotiations or the network transformations. They don't happen often, but you know, over time you're gonna obviously continue to evolve, and those are going to continue to save your company money. But one point I'd like to make is, and I've had this question quite a bit, I think some people kind of think like maybe Tim, you know, it's all about those big double-digit savings up front that are the key to delivering the ROI. But the reality is, even when in the out years, and you are still saving some significant dollars, even in the out years, you're still able to pay for your solution. The return is still sufficient to justify the purchase of a TEM solution.
What type of savings on average do enterprises capture, maybe initially and then on an ongoing basis?
So these questions are always difficult to answer because all customers are not created equal, of course. There are small customers and large customers and people that buy more mobile or wireless or people that buy more fixed or wireline. So you'll hear from the analysts numbers anywhere from 70 to upwards into the double digits, 20%, 30% in some cases. You'll see other TEM providers advertising upwards, you know, into 40%. And again, the problem with these numbers is that they apply to different situations, different customers, and different stages of the process. Kind of as you were saying, we're not going to see the same numbers consistently. I think you know, upfront with in a customer that maybe hasn't had a TEM solution and or done any audit, you know, they're going to be able to see, into the double digits, 15%, maybe 20%. And then the plateau that I kind of referred to as the sustained savings, you know, I think that kind of gets you down into maybe the 3-5% range on the tail end. But if a customer, So you start out maybe at that 15%, but then you plateau down to this maybe 3-5%. That's a situation maybe where the customer, you know, didn't do much. If they came from a TEM solution, you know, they've been doing it for years, or they've had a lot of audits and they have expert contract negotiators in-house, you know, maybe they're not going to start off at 15% or 20%. Maybe they're going to start off more around the 10% or maybe 7% range. So it really all depends on where you start from. But again, I'll make the point again, it doesn't really matter. I mean, obviously you'd want to save as much money as possible, but the great news here is that you're always going to pay the return on the investment is always going to be there to pay for the TEM solution. And one other point that I wanted to make is, and I actually wrote an article about it not too long ago, but you hear these numbers, and one of the reasons the range, and that's a big range, 7-40%, one of the reasons for that range, in addition to the fact that, you know, it might be different customers in different situations, one of the reasons is that, you know, it might apply only to a segment of the spend. So I think when you see numbers like 40%, you know, I think a lot of times you're talking about maybe wireless or mobile optimization, just that number. So you're not going to save 40% across all your telecom spend when you see that. Oh, hey, I'm going to save 40%. You're really talking about that only for the mobile component, which of course is only a portion of your overall spend. So just a little tip there when you see these numbers, you know, don't go running into your boss's office and proclaim that you're going to save the company 40% because sometimes they're a little skewed.
Thank you. This is the first in a series of conversations with Kevin Dunitz, Global TEM Lead at mTORIS, an IBM company.